Wild Bunch Podcast. What? The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for B1039's Tapping In with Gary Spivey. Now, the host of Tapping In, Big Mama.
Good morning, Southwest Florida, and welcome back to another edition of Tapping In with Psychic Gary Spivey. Do you have a question for Psychic Gary Spivey? You can always pick up your phone and call us right now. The phone lines are wide open, ready to take your phone calls. The phone call is 239-765-1039. We've cleared the lines just to get ready for Psychic Tuesday. 239-765-1039. Get straight there. Also, you can text it in to the Absolute Law text line at 239-765-1039. Without further ado, though, let's go ahead and get the man, the myth, the legend, Psychic Gary Spivey!
Hey, good morning.
All right, now you can get a Gary when he isn't here at 1-800-827-GARY or GarySpivey.com. Gary, let's get right to it. I'd like to thank you for being on the show today. And I got to talk to you about a couple of things. And first and foremost, I have felt that a roller coaster of energy. One moment I feel like I got this positive energy flowing. The next minute I feel like I'm battling demons. The next minute I feel this positive energy. The next minute I'm battling these demons. I feel like I just need to be cleared. And I tried to clear myself, but it's very hard sometimes.
Okay. All right. Well, here's what it amounts to. It does take more than just one. A lot of times it takes two people to make one. That's the oneness energy. The oneness energy brings you above this line of demarcation. And see, what you're doing, it would be like if you're flying along in an airplane and you dip below the clouds and you can't see a thing, and then you pop up above it and see all the sunny skies. And so that's what it's like. And so just imagine yourself floating up, and imagine some help. So you would ask your angels, you'd say, angels, God, give me some light. And so when you can just ask for light, and they'll give you whatever spiritual gift you need. And so now then, you noticed you got warm in your arms. I felt that. And you felt your head get a little lighter and your sinuses open, and you're starting to feel slightly happy for no reason.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, that's all you got to do.
I like
anybody
it.
Anybody can do it.
I like
anybody
to talk to it. My angels and on my way in, because I like to drive to work silently in the morning, and I just kind of talk to my angels on the way in. It's my time for me and my angels.
A lot of people do. That's the reason you hear me. A lot of times people on the other side will say, you know, hey, I ride with you in the car. Somebody's mom or grandmom or whatever, we'll be riding with them in the car, because that's our time alone. Sometimes the only time we have alone.
Well, make sure you tell my relatives, Gary, they need to get in and gas money. They keep wanting to get free rides back and forth. All right. Let's get right into it. I got Carrie calling in. Carrie is from Cape Coral. I want you to break the curse. Carrie, go ahead. What's your question for Gary Spivey?
Hi, Gary. I'm just having a blockage. I feel kind of like I'm standstill, and, you know, I feel like I should be further where I am in life, and I just kind of feel like I'm cursed, maybe. So I was wondering if you can help me out.
Well, here's what I see. I see a lot of worry, just worry, worry, worry. Do you worry all the time?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and I think that comes from your mother. Does she worry all the time?
Oh, yeah. Yes, definitely worries.
Yeah, so you're basically turning into her. Mm-hmm. And not the good part, but sort of the other part, you know. And so if you could, you know, here's what I see. I'm going to clear this off of you, and then there we go. You got really warm all over your face. Feel that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, all right. And so now I just cleared your mom off of you. That's what I did. And so and so not again the good part, but indeed the bad. You know.
Oh, good.
And so you have to just project love to her, not any negativity, and that clears her off. But you have to realize that's what you're doing. You're being her. You know, you're not being you. And so now I got you centered in your body, and you're going to feel very, very different. And even like if you look at you, kind of feel how you feel. See, you can't find that worry space. Notice that.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's like weird, huh? Okay, that's because it wasn't you. Yeah, it wasn't you worrying all the time. It was her. So there we are.
And you see things will get better and
I think things will be very, very much so. And you'll see the bright in the instead of worrying about the dark. When you whatever you fear and worry is about the same thing. You bring closer to
yourself.
You. And so yeah, so that's what you're doing, you know. And so.
I needed to hear that myself right there. I needed to hear that again. I think everybody hears that. It's all about projection. Don't mojo yourself. I dig it. I dig it. All right. Thanks for calling in, Carrie. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You know, Gary, let me ask you a question before we go to the next one. Because she thought I said Carrie. Gary, so would you say initial knee-jerk reaction, you go with your gut feeling, or do you sit back and sleep on it?
Well, you can sleep on it, and sometimes you get better, but sometimes it's both, you know,
right.
It's kind of both. But a lot of times, your first initial thing where you feel that positive feeling is a knee jerk reaction. You would go with that, you know,
right.
And so you would just and so that comes across these days very strong. The positive energy comes across much stronger than the negative these days.
All right, let's grab Jennifer. Jennifer's calling in from Fort Myers about her career. Jennifer, you're on the air. Go ahead. What's your question for psychic Gary Spivey?
Hi, Gary. I've listened to you for years, and I'm so excited to talk to you. I picked a different career after having kids, and now it's 10 years later, and I don't know if I'm on the right path or if I need to change it again or go full force.
Should she go back to being a stripper, Gary? That's what she wants to know. The kids are a little bit older now. The clubs are getting ready to open back up. I'm just kidding, Jennifer.
I think you've got a lot of different things. You're a person that already knows how to manifest, and I don't know if you know, but you can kind of think of things, and they come to you, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, all you got to do is just kind of vaguely, not even really, you don't have to be even intense about it, but you can vaguely think about what you want, and it will show up in your world. Because you have such strong belief. You believe. When you believe something, you believe it 1,000 or 1,000,000%. Not even 100, but 1,000,000. And then it just shows up in your world. So you already know how to do it. It came natural for you. And so good to be you. So just manifest whatever you want. The biggest thing is to try to figure out what you want. And so that's up to you. Even I can't tell you that. You have to decide what you want. And then you already have the gift of manifesting. So just manifest away. What do you think
Thank
you want?
Thank you. I think I want to be a mom first and then have something in the backbone for later in life when they're grown up. So that, I don't know.
Well, I think you really do want to be a mom, but I don't think you want to be a nanny.
That's
and
true.
So, you know, and so you're
I want
really
to be a boss.
Great, yeah, I see you doing really, really, really well. In you should own your own business, whatever you decide to do.
Look at
that.
She wants to be a boss. I like it. I like how you said it, girl. Say it again out loud, because that's how you know you manifest. You know exactly what. Say it again.
I want to be a boss.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in, Jennifer.
Okay, bye-bye.
There you go. She's feeling it. So, Gary, I like to play this thing called FaceTime Poker, and I was in the room. All right, with these guys. One guy was from Philly. One guy was from Jacksonville. One guy was from Chicago. And there was some other guy from Canada that popped on. And then a buddy of mine that I knew. And we were all sitting there playing. And we were talking about the radio industry. And I was just talking about how, you know, we have markets that are closed, which is hurting advertising and the whole process of the radio game. And we were talking about it. This guy pops open and goes, "Tell everybody you're the biggest show in the world, and if you say it, they'll know it, all right? That's how it works, blah, 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 blah." He gave me like a 30-second pep talk, went all in on a bad hand and left and disappeared. I never saw him again. It felt very angelic. Was it just because I was just like needing that pep talk at the right time?
It was both. But yeah. A lot of times you'll need something or need to hear something, or see something, and it will show right up these days. And this is basically, if you can imagine, we're down here, you know, bumbling along on earth, and the angels try to herd you into the direction you should go in, and to bring the next thing that will be greater, or how to get through it. And so it was angelically led, absolutely. It was meant to be.
I like it. Let's grab Tanya. Tanya, she's calling in from Fort Myers, wants to talk about a house purchase. Go ahead, Tanya. What's your question for Gary Spivey?
Hi, Big Mama. Hi, Gary.
Hi.
Hi.
So my husband and I have been on this house search for months now, and I just kind of need some guidance, and maybe you could, help me out a little bit with finding the right one.
What are you looking for?
Well, we need a little bit of property and a nice, decent house. I mean, we're on the lower end of the budget, so it's just kind of difficult, and so I'm just hoping that...
Yeah, it's impossible, actually. It's difficult. It's impossible. It can't happen. Yeah, all that. That's how you sound when you're talking.
Yeah.
Okay? Oh, here it comes. Give it to her, Gary. Give it to her.
No, but you see, that you're manifesting nothing. You're manifesting failure. You see? And then not only is that enough, but you're telling family members about your search or what you're looking... Who do you tell?
My mom, our kids...
There, that's enough. Stop there.
350,000 people right now. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's all you're telling your mother, okay? You see? And so, and she worries worse than you do. And so, so she's a wonderful person, but she worries, and she has tremendous fear out of doing anything and making moves, and so she's hexing you. So the person you love the most, your mother, is actually putting the mojo on you. So try looking for houses and not telling her.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Your hands.
All right.
Feel your hands. Your hands got warm. Feel that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, there you are. There's your answer. Quit mojoing yourself. Don't tell anybody about your transaction until you finish your transaction. That's good. That's a good rule of thumb for everybody, really. You know,
all right.
If you tell your business, you have no business. So,
okay. Well, do you see me getting one?
Yes. Yeah. If you do what I told you. Yeah, all you got to do. Your hand got hot then. Feel it?
Yes.
Yeah. It's okay. A white two-story, though. I'm just going to let you know that. I feel like a dark color shutter. I don't know. I could be off, but it's what I'm seeing. All right. Good luck.
Thank you. You're gonna get
the perfect one. I really see you getting a perfect one that's, you know, way underpriced. You get a deal on it. I love it. Feels good. Okay?
Thank you, Gary. Right.
Good luck.
If you have a question for Gary, 239-765-1039. Ashley is on the air from Fort Myers. Go ahead. What's your question for Gary Spivey, Ashley?
Good morning.
Good morning.
So my question is, I met an amazing guy a couple of months ago, and we had an insane connection on a spiritual level that I've never experienced. But then he kind of got a little overwhelmed with mental health and also more stress. And so we kind of just decided that we're just going to live our own lives. But I feel very connected and like that I'm supposed to keep my heart open for him, but I don't know if that's the right choice or if I'm just like personally trying to manifest it.
Well, I think he's fantastic. You were moving along. You were basically planning, your retirement years and everything with him, and the house in the mountains. And did you did all that with him, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you scared him to death.
He brought it up. He scared me.
No, well, you do have that connection, and he has that connection with you, so it really is real. But you freaked him out because he didn't need to hear all that, because he just can't even wrap his head around all that. He's trying to get through today, and not be overwhelmed, much less understanding, where you guys are going to be, your burial plots and all. You were really going into all this and wheels and things. And I mean, he had that. I don't know what you did, but you got to stop all that planning. You plan everything? Are you a planner?
Oh, I'm the furthest thing from a planner that there is.
Yeah, you got to drop all the plans. See, because here's the thing. A lot of times people mess themselves. This is really true with everybody. If you plan every single day, every single thing you're doing 6 months in advance, your angels can't even bring you a wonderful event that maybe you don't know about because you already have something planned for that day. So you sort of wreck your life ahead of time by planning everything. So that's basically what you've done. So chill out on the planning, and I see you guys hooking back up, everything looking great. Let him just make the decisions for a while and don't worry about planning, you know, 50 years into the future. Just enjoy your day. That's what I see.
Okay. Thank you.
All right,
that's Ashley. Simple. Thank you very much, and good luck.
Thanks.
Good luck.
All right, there we go. That's going to wrap all the time we have for Gary Spivey today. You can always get a hold of Gary when he isn't here. But before we hold on, before we do that, let's go ahead and get to our text message of the day. Go ahead, bud man.
Hi, I was in a long relationship for 16 years and met someone new. We've been dating for almost 2 years now. I believe my new boyfriend is cheating on me. Can you tell me if I should stay with him or leave him?
Well, I think he's not cheating. I think he's a little bit addicted to porn, and that's it. That's all.
There you go. That's it.
That's it. That's the way Dad did it.
Oh, my gosh.
That kind of is the way Dad did it.
That's still cheating.
What?
I think that's still cheating.
Watching porn?
Yes.
Brownie.
I gotta give it to you now.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, you're gonna give it to her?
Yeah. Come on.
Whatever.
Now.
Oh, there it is. Well, you can get hold of Gary when he is here at 1-800-827-GARY or on his website at GarySpivey.com. Text Gary to 7979 for his daily meditation. Always a pleasure to have you on the show, Gary. We will see you next Tuesday, my friend, all right?
Great. Yeah,
all right, Gary Spivey, everybody. Yay!
Check out more of Big Mama and the Wild Bunch podcasts at B1039.com.